When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
For more than a century, the Green Bay Packers have been a benchmark for football excellence. Thousands of players have helped pave the way, and we're here to tell you their stories. I'm Wayne Larrabee. This is the Packers Alumni Spotlight. Linebacker Tim Harris was a fourth-round draft pick by the Packers in 1986. He led the team in sacks with 8 as a rookie. In 1989, he put the word sack into the cardiac Packers, who won 10 games that season.
We had some great players in that defense, with people like Robert Brown and Brian Noble and all that stuff like that. But we were just trying to keep the ship afloat, you know, like, you know, so whenever we used to tell the guys sometimes, man, if you get 21 points, I think we can get this, baby, you know. All the time, so hopefully we can stop other teams from scoring that. So we're trying our best to do the best that we could, yeah.
The big rivalry was with the Bears, and that game in Lambeau Field late in the 1989 season, the Don Majkowski instant replay game. Give me your recollections of that day, that game in general, and in that play.
I just pretty much remember, you know, him just going out and throwing the ball anyway, because usually when the offense is on the field, I try to keep my emotions out of it, so I try to get away from it, or I go sit down at the other end for them and wait for them to reach me, and then when they reach past me and some of that, I go to the other end. That's my little, whatever thing I put myself into in the plane. That, you know, that way they play and they reach me in the way, at least they're moving the ball, so everything else. So once you got that touchdown there, it's good, and it still counts, so.
Yeah.
No matter what anybody says, it still counts.
Well, you know, that had to be a special feeling for that team, because the Bears had dominated the Packers in that decade, right? I mean, that was huge.
Yeah, pretty much. They got us pretty good all the years, yeah, especially back in the early, and back in the 86, 87, too, when they used to run William Perry some of the times, too. But after we hit his big stuff a couple of times, he stopped running them after a while. We made him fumble the ball, too, after a while, so. Yeah.
Well, talk a little bit about you. You had a unique situation after a game in 87 at Soldier Field. You got into it with some fans in the stands. What happened there?
I think I recall, because I'm a talker, so I like to talk, you know, get everybody riled up and everything like that. So that was the day the Bears won the war, but we won the battle because we were beating them pretty bad on defense. But They just happened to get us in the end of the game and all that, and all the fans at the end of the game, they all left to St. Harris, and they all waved. That was pretty, I was pretty proud of that. I was glad I got them, at least all them involved in the game, you know.
You had a signature sack celebration.
shoot my six guns, but I didn't knock somebody's head off, you know.
What was it like? What did you do, something like this?
Yes, it was just like this right here. My guns like that, my imaginary six shooters and all that. Yeah.
Well, this is back in the era when the NFL was very testy about celebrations. And
yeah,
everything.
They were very testy about that, but at least you can knock the snot out of people back then. So nowadays you can't knock the snot out of anybody anymore, so.
Lost amid the exploits of quarterback Don Majkowski and all-pro wide receiver Sterling Sharp, Harris's team record 19 and a half sacks in 1989 remain the single-season standard in Green Bay. He led the team, matter of fact, in sacks in each of his 5 seasons in Green Bay. Harris went on to play for the San Francisco 49ers, where he became a world champion. But Green Bay is where he is a Hall of Famer.
I love my time playing here. Those were That's right, from the best 5 years of my life playing football, because the Green Bay Packers taught me how to play football and let me play with all the intensity that I wanted to, and just let me go out and do my thing. And I love that about being here when I play football like that, because I was able to express myself and just play as rough as I wanted to be, you know, especially under Farge Gregg. When I got here with Farge Gregg, our old school coach, so he was one of a kind, you know, so him and Dick Motulaski, they'll throw some football at you and they'll let you play as rough as you can, yeah.
When Forrest got here, he was trying to establish a physical edge with this football team, basically to combat the Bears, who were the big boys on the block at that time, right?
Yeah, that's true. I remember if we can score in the red zone like the game before, something like that, the next week on Friday, we would be out in full pads, full goal line scrimmage, and we would go at each other pretty rough. So yeah, that was old school football back in the day. Yeah, so, but it would beat you up pretty bad sometimes too, but you know, he was getting his point across to make sure that we scored.
But Tim, with all that hitting in practice, how much did you guys have left for the game?
Oh, we beat each other up. Not too much. It was not the smartest thing to do, but we did it because, you know, as far as wanted to, we would still do those legendary up-downs that we would have to do all the way to the end of the season.
Oh, like, you're kidding. Wow.
And after a while, you got to be in shape sometime eventually, you know, so, yeah.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Watch sensational Grand Slam action on Tennis Channel as top stars clash at Roland Garros in Paris. Catch all the excitement.
What a shot! Come on now!
With Tennis Channel's comprehensive coverage as we bring you live matches and nightly encores, plus match previews.
That is awesome!
Don't miss one of the greatest events in all of sports, Roland Garros, the French Open. Daily live coverage on Tennis Channel, now through June 9th.